Hello, everybody all over the world. This is your boy Aaron Perkins of the Aaron Perkins Show all over the world on BBS Radio, iHeart Radio platform. God love you. I love you. Make sure you reach out and love somebody else for this new year. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. I hope everybody have a nice new year, a lovable time together. And it's time to make some changes. And I hope that everybody makes better changes. Let's make this year better than it was for 2022. This is 2023, and we are here. That's right, all over the world on the Aaron Perkins Show. Yes, on TV and on radio. God bless you. Hey, you know, we got a lot of things going on right now and stuff, and we're going to have a nice time. We're going to get some word in. We're going to get some music videos in and some songs. And we got my partner with me, Gennady Albertini. Hey, Gennady, how you doing today? Are you there?
I'm doing very well.
Yes, man. Pretty good for this 2023. How you doing? Do you like it?
I like the new year. It seems very nice and very peaceful. Hope it stays that way.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. Well, you know, there's a lot of things we're gonna be going through today. I would like to know, would you like to give some love shouts out to some of your peoples, man?
Yes, I would love to give some love shout out to my mom, to my aunt, and my dad, and my sister.
Well, go ahead then, my brother. You're more than welcome.
Hope you guys have a happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Well, it's all right. That's all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, I tell you what. I want to give a love shout out to everybody in my family, too, my family, the Perkins family. And I just say, man, I got some good plans for this year, and I believe that it's going to be a prosperous year. And I want to give a love shout out to Don and Daryl of BBS Radio. Yes, and Happy New Year. Blessings to y'all. And to everybody that's tuned in now, and for those who haven't had the opportunity to tune in, well, we hope that you come and tune in. Matter of fact, we're going to get ready to kick the day off with a beautiful song called He Gave His Life for Us by your very own Bishop Aaron Perkins. And that's right, the song, He Gave His Life for Us.
Let me tell you about a man that you should know. This is Bishop Aaron Perkins again. And I have to tell the world about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you about John 3:16. How he died for us. You know what he did?
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross. He gave his life for us to be free.
Changed the whole wide my sins on Calvary.
He gave his life.
He gave his only begotten son that we may have.
Hello, yeah, that's right. This is the Aaron Perkins Show, and I'm telling you, he gave his life for us by your very own. Gennady, how you doing there, my brother?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you, Phil?
Thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins Show, my brother. It's gladly to have you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, my brother. Are you celebrating this new year?
I'm celebrating it with the Lord being happy on my side. That's what I'm celebrating as.
Amen. You can't live a day without praising the Lord, I tell you. You got to lift him up high. Amen.
Amen.
If it wasn't for him who make all things possible, it wouldn't be nothing possible. Amen.
Amen. He's the only way to make all things in the world.
We want to say thank the Lord for bringing us into this new year, so that we could celebrate and honor his name in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, it's all about Jesus. I tell you, man, I love that song. He gave his life for us. And so many people say the song touched their life. So I continue to be a blessing and play it for them so that they can get the spirit of that song in their soul. Yeah, but meanwhile, we're going to go to another song that is pretty much off the album. And tell me, Gennady, just so y'all can know, Gennady sings with me, one of my background singers, and he happened to be, happened to just vibe together real good, and we always have some fun together, and we just, by the grace of God, happen to be singing together. And how you like singing in the group?
I like singing in the group, sir. It is good, especially having someone who's got a musical voice that teaches you how you're supposed to learn music, but also your technique is very crisp. So it's very good to learn somebody that knows how to do multiple different stuff, especially the way you play that keyboard and all the other tools and instruments. You play a lot of different instruments that are multi-talented. So it's good to hear somebody has a voice and knows how to play all those different instruments. So it's a wonderful feeling and a blessing.
I thank you so much, my brother. I thank you. And it's a pleasure to be able to play a variety of instruments to bless the world with, you know. And thank God for that, because he made me multi-talented. And I love to write and produce songs. And as a matter of fact, I have a special song that I'm going to play by me and my nephew. We call him EP for Eric Perkins. Yes. And we have a song called God's Son together. And it is so beautiful. But I don't want to just take all the joy and know the song by myself. So I'm going to bring forth God's Son by EP Eric Perkins featuring me, the Apostle Aaron Perkins. Here we go with God's Son.
Yeah. You know, we all have testimonies that we want to share with the church.
Bishop Aaron Perkinson's EP.
But this testimony right here, I want to share with you all.
It's testimony for me.
God, just take my hand, right? Father God, just give me the glory, Father God.
Another one of EP's fabulous tracks.
Father God, just give me the blessing. Mama left her son into God's hand. She don't have to worry, she in God land. Forever song as a young man. Never had food in my lunch bag, but now I ain't worried. Always hit my problems. Go to church sometimes, but I prayed alone. That's where I live. It was so much violence, so I asked God, can he help me out? Now I rap and sing glory to the God. It was so amazing what he bring about me. I've been through the worst, but for God first, and that's when he started to put the blessings around me. I got friends who so mad at me. If they can't change it, I change without them. When God called, gotta take his call. It don't matter where you at or who around you. R.I.P. to the little kids, but tell me why they gotta live like this. So many problems growing up them years, sometimes to cry, but got some tears. Don't hold on the problems, go do something about it. Gotta set a example for the little kids. Life not about being rich, life is about preaching this. Wanna hear somebody who fall all alone, pray and hope this song take you in the zone. So many kids haven't seen home, they feel discouraged like they dream gone.
When I look up in the heaven, I know just where you are, cause I see you up in heaven, sitting right there by my God.
Brother caught me trying to cry alone. I was so young, plus he kept me strong. Every day I wanted to be left alone. Went to school, they see nothing wrong. They don't understand what's inside of me. Think I'm happy like I won a lottery. I ain't have no chicken when it's time to eat. I was in the car trying to catch a sleep. True story, this was how I lived. For so many years, we ain't have no crib. I pray to God to help my family. Why we struggle harder each and every year? I'm God's son, now I made that clear. My real father wasn't never here. People told me that they had my back, but I can't believe everything I hear. Cause at the end, God be there for me. Humans only voluntarily. Now I'm 23, got my own key. Think the man above, I'm on my own feet. Young guys don't know what to do. All they know is pick up, gun and shoot. Show them how to live, we can hide the truth. Walking in these streets, we need bulletproof. Why somebody gotta take somebody's life? Why do people gotta hate somebody like? If this real life, then it ain't right. Cause I know we all supposed to see the light. Let's unite together like Malcolm X. If we come together, they can't stop us all. Dress suits like we all boss. When you need help, answer God's call.
I think I watched that movie 4 times and sitting back watching how it came to be. So as a kid, was shown his life as a little kid and how he grew and she prospered. And then he got the woman that he wanted to be with when he was a young kid, and he got married as a kid. And then you saw them do the same thing, but as grown, it's just so beautiful. And the church is beautiful. And you guys able to go very memorable. So I hope everybody that made that is still watching that. So, you know, 10,000 years old. I don't know how long that song, but that song is so beautifully. I've never seen
I got to ask you something. Good night. Thank you so much for your compliments and stuff. And thank you for being here with me on the New Year 2023. And once again, I want to give a love shout out to my family and the Turkeys. And I want to give a shout out to Apostle Moulton in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Fred Boswell C. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Apostle Bishop Rashid L. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and to all the other people, Prince Dougie, yes, that's right, of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Yes, and so many. And from the news, we Prince himself. And I just want to give so many love shouts out and Prince shout out to 2023 shout out. And so we're going to give it to go to something next because I'm having some fun. And I hope y'all are too, as listeners and viewers. And I want to make sure y'all push like, love, and whatever you got to do to make sure this show blow up, because this show is for you. It's all about whatever you got. If you got talent, I got the talent. We're going to put you on TV so that you can be a blessing. Okay, we're going to get ready to go to something that's called the Global Word. Inside the Global Word, we're going to take you to the ministry, okay? And some experiences that I've had and how God saved my life. And then we also would learn, are we really showing our faith to God today? Let's make it happen today for 2023, because we don't want to be no Jonah night where God asks us to do something we'd be disobedient. This year, we want to start learning to be faithful and obedient. So we're going to take you to Inside the Global Word with Bishop Aaron.
Hello. Hi. God bless you. I am Bishop Aaron Perkins, and today I'm going to bring you a gift called the Word. Some of us may be strangers to it, and some of us may not be strange to it. But however, it is vital that I bring this message to you. Sometimes we find ourselves going astray in life, and we go to the left and not acknowledging that we can go to the right, and at the same time, lean on the Lord in all our understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. Well, are we really leaning on the Lord to direct our path? Well, that's a great question that we can only answer among ourselves. All over the world, this question remains a serious to each individual. Well, as I think back in time, I remember when I was going to the left, and it took the Lord to bless me to turn to the right. I had to go through some ups, and I had to go through some downs as well. And through those downs, those pitfalls that I've made, well, I had to go in deep, 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 deep prayer for the Lord to save me, to heal me, to rescue me, and to put his hands and his anointing over my life. I was in that darkness. And today I want to talk to you about getting out of that darkness, getting out of that darkness, whatever bind you may be in with yourself. And you can go tell somebody all over the world how God saved you today. Yes, it's amazing when you find out that, hey, I was a victim of darkness and I finally found somebody who brought me to the light. We can't do it on our own. I know somebody's out there tired of being strung out from drugs, alcohol, sex, from all kind of naughty things they shouldn't be doing. Well, I could understand that. I could relate to that. But I want to bring you what God has for you. God wants to turn your life around. He loves you. Yes, he gave you his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. John 3:16 identifies him as the one and only who gave his only begotten son so that we can have life everlasting, that we can have peace, not earn peace, through his grace, through the grace, through the glory of God. Ooh, if you want to get your life together now, don't waste another moment. God has given us many peoples in the Bible, in his word, in his logos. Amen. Showing examples of great men and women yesterday, like we are today, still of life. Well, you know what I want to do? I'm going to give you an example. There was a man named Jonah. Jonah was disobedient. because God sent him to go to Nineveh to preach the gospel. And you know what he done? He went astray. He didn't be obedient to God. He done what he wanted to do. He ran on a ship and he ended up causing God's wrath. And he decided to do what he wanted to do. Well, eventually, God caused the water to be stirred up and caused all the people on the ship to be stirred up while he was sleeping. And then they felt a stung of danger while Jonah, and he said, well, maybe the problem is with me, not with y'all. I know it's with me because my God is angry at me for not being obedient to him. Yes, he was so disobedient, as we call it. And many times you may find yourself saying the same thing. Well, God must be mad at me because I'm being disobedient. Well, there's a way to stop that disobedience. Let me go on and finish on saying this. Jonah decides to tell the people on the ship, well, y'all, only way y'all going to stop all of this chaos of the wind and, you know, from the sea and this wrath of God is simply throw me overboard. Throw him overboard. Well, everything became calm. Because Jonah knew he was guilty of being disobedient to the Lord. And then you know what? He ended up in the belly of the whale, as we call it. And the belly of the whale, meaning he was just locked in where he was fighting for his life and struggling because he knew he had done wrong. And then while he's in the belly of the whale, he's like praying to God, 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 please let me go. Let me up out of this here. Lord, if you do, I promise you I'll do right. Ah. Now, don't that remind you of you? Those who talk to God often and say, God, let me up out of this situation. Let me up out of my problem. Let me up out of my addiction. Let me up out of this sex bind I'm in. Let me up out of this negative group of people I'm hanging with. Let me up out of all these wrong things so I won't face this bad consequences that's liable to happen. Well, God listened to Jonah from the heart. And you know what he did? Same thing he'll do for you. He released him. He delivered him. He freed him. He set him free. Emancipated him. After 3 days and three nights, whew, Jonah struggled and struggled. And he humbly submitted himself and prayed unto the Lord. Lord, please get me up out of this belly of this whale. I promise you I'll do right. I'll be faithful and obedient to you. I'll get the job done that you send me to do, that you sent me to do. God got a mission for you, just like he got a mission for me, and just like he had a mission for Jonah. And just remember, just like Jonah had wrestled with his disobedience, and still to this day, you may be wrestling with some of your disobedience to God. Well, I want to encourage you. I was wrestling with mine. But I want to encourage you, just like God turned my life around, took me from being caught up in my flesh, tied up in my flesh, bound by my flesh, whatever title we want to use. Well, God can do the same thing for you today. He can deliver you from those sins that trap you, that the devil has wrapped around your life. God can free you from that. He has brought us his only begotten son. All we got to do is call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. And we shall be set free. You know what? I'm going to do something very beautiful. I'm going to show you how I love the Lord. And maybe this can encourage you to remind you on a daily basis to stay Lord lovable. Love yourself, love your neighbor, love God above all. In Jesus' name. Well, I'm going to get ready to take you into a song. Yeah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And just remember, whatever bind you may be in, the Lord will bring you out. Just trust in him in all of our ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I'm going to get ready to take you to a song. Amen. Mm-hmm. God has, yes, he smiled on me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh yeah, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, the saved wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, I was blind, but now I see. Gonna tell the world how God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, the sinner is like me. I once was lost, yeah, but now I'm found. Oh, I was blind, but now I see. Gonna tell the world how God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh yeah, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amen, amen. He's been good to me. Glory, hallelujah. He's been good to me. Amen. Yes, he has. He's been good to me. Yes, it was such a beautiful pleasure to do, give God praise and honor, and let you know that how God smiled on me, he set me free. And I want you to know today that he's smiling on you, and he can set you free too, like he did Jonah. Amen. You know, as I think about it, Jonah reminds me of how we do today. Just like Jonah, he withered and withered, and he became disobedient because he feared to do the mission the Lord sent him to do. And some of you looking at this telecast know that you've been given the voice of God and a mission to do his will. And you know what? You know you've been disobedient. But again, I'm going to encourage you and challenge you to pick up your faith and your love for God in Jesus' name and move forth in being faithful and obedient. Your faith will heal you. You know, Jonah came a long way, but maybe some things has got you feared, you know. Like Jonah feared, well, these people killed up my people. I'm not going over there, Lord. So he decided to skip town. And you might feel the same way. Well, I don't want to go in nobody's face and tell them about Jesus and tell them about God, how God saved us and can save us and will save us, and how the Lord done healed people, the sick, the blind, the lame, and how he done brought people from the dead, how Jesus did these things, God's only begotten son. Yes, he wants us to let people know because you're not alone. He knows what you're going through. Stop acting like you got this on your own, because you don't. All things are in God's hand. Yes, even your darkest hour. like he brought Jonah out of his darkest hour, like he brought darkness out of any man's life, he can bring it out of your life too. So don't think that you are a dark bearer and that you don't have nobody show you light, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Read your word. John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes shall have everlasting life. Yes, yes, yes. And that means for you too. Well, once again, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you to challenge yourself to heed God's word and to listen to that voice of him saying, you are my child and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, I am Bishop Aaron Perkins, and this is my CD, Bishop Aaron Perkins CD, The Holy Grail. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful, very anointed CD. Make sure you tune into getting a copy of this on any 200 sites. Yes, I'm on the internet. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Amazon. Go to either or 200 other sites. Just say Bishop Aaron Perkins, Holy Grail CD, and you'll find this here. And, well, got some beautiful songs on it. It's called Jesus. The CD is called Jesus. Amen. So make sure you tell somebody about the CD on Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody, so many other sites, 200 sites. Just go to Bishop Aaron Perkins, Holy Grail CD. You can Google it up on your phone. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell your family. Make sure you get Bishop Aaron Perkins, Holy Grail CD, Jesus. And it's for sale for a low price. Jesus' name. God bless you. Make sure you go get one. Thank you.
Yes, that is I Love You, Lord, by your very own Bishop Aaron Perkins, standing right here on Aaron Perkins Show. I'm so excited to know that this year has came in for us and to be alive and grateful today in the name of Jesus. Yeah, 2023, we made it. Amen. Not quite sure all of us going to have some more new plans to be successful this year. Success at its best. I'm reaching out for success at its best. Make sure you're reaching out for success at your best too as well. And God will bless you. We know greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Yes. Make sure you reach out to Jesus, who will bless you like never before. He'll have your cup run it over. Well, I want to let you know I still got my guest with me today. That's why let me say hello, man. Yes, that is Gennady Albertini. How you doing, Gennady?
I'm doing good, sir. How about yourself?
All right, my brother. I appreciate you being on the radio show, the Aaron Perkins Show, all over the world with me. And I hope you enjoy yourself. And I thank you. And I hope that everybody that's tuned in, that's listening, are enjoying themselves too as well. Yeah. 2023. Hey, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, we've got a short ways left, and so we're going to let some love shots come out. Mr. Gennady Albertini, would you like to give out a love shot again to somebody for the 2023?
I would have to give a love shout out to my sister. God bless her. Keep her being safe and her daughter. So I just want to say
what's your sister's name?
Christina.
All right, to Christina.
Yeah.
God, that's all right. And what's your mom's name?
Barbara.
Amen.
She's
amen.
My twin. So if anybody catches us together, they know that we're exactly twins, but we act alike. So now I already know who's kids.
That's all right. Well, let's say we give all the love shouts out to the family of Gennady Albertini, and we give love shouts out to Apostle Moulton in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Pastor Fred Boswell in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Bishop Rashid L. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and all I can't help but say to Don and to Ron, I got to say happy 2023 to you all too on BBS Radio. Yes, the BBS Radio family, the iHeart platform. I just tell you, God is good. God love you. I love you. Make sure all of you reach out and love each other. We need more love. That's right. Yes, and then that will bring all the happiness to everybody. Yes. Because the Lord loved us first. Amen. So he wants us to love each other in return. No greater love than this, than to love your brother or sister as you do yourself. Amen. Yes, but love God first. Amen. In all things, in all thy ways. In all thy ways, he said, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Yes, in all your ways, not some of them, all. So just remember that. He's directed us into 2023. Yes, we're going to go to a song. We're going to go to a song that I think everybody would love, and we're going to get ready to wrap it up in a minute. I've had a request for two different songs, and I'm trying to debate which one should we put on before we go. We have a few minutes left, and once again, I just want to say bless all of those who are tuning in, and for those who can't tune in or ain't tuned in, I hope you tune in the next time so we can ride this blessing together and tune in and listen to have some fun and talk with people and just be a blessing to each other. Yes, all the way around, full circle. Yes.
We're going to go into one of the songs, Miracle. Miracle, the song Miracle that was requested. So I think I better go with Miracle because the Lord is still in the miracle business. I tell you, he's always a blessing. It's a miracle to be in 2023. Amen. Yes. What you think, Nadia? It's a miracle, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Because it's actually a very good miracle. Some people thought it was not going to be able to come through, but it's been showing that it is able and possible through everything we've gone through.
Well, we're going to do like this. We're going to get ready to go to the song itself. Let's hear Miracle.
Praise the Lord. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. How about you? You know, oftentimes we got a question to the Lord that always comes to our heart and our mind. Lord, I need a miracle. And often God gives us a miracle. And sometimes we're too blind to see it. You know why? Because some of us are like Jonah. We become Jonahites.
Yes, it's been a lot going on, and we just thank God for such a wonderful time and a beautiful new year. It's marvelous. 2023. It is a blessing to be here. And I thank all of you for tuning in to the Aaron Perkins Show. And we're going to fade out with this song, Lord, I need you now, because we all need it now. I need him. You need him, because if it wasn't Lord saving us, we wouldn't be blessed. So we're going to go to the last song. We're going to take it to Lord, I need you now. And then we're going to say until next time. But just remember, well, thank you for being on the Aaron Perkins Show, and thank my guest, Gennady Albertini, for being on with me. Gennady, thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It was an honor, and yes, it was awesome. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Well, we're going to get ready to go to the Lord. I need you now. Love, love.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Please hear
Happy
me,
New Year,
Lord.
Everybody.
All my life I'm tossing, turning, trying to find my way. I've been crying for so much pain, and there is no one to save me. So I just call on you, my Lord. I know that you can be the one to help me through. I hope you hear me praying to you. I need you now. I need you now.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my Lord, I need your help. You're here by my side. I need you now. Here, my Lord, I need your help. Life by tossing, turning, trying to find my way. I've been crying for so much pain, and there is no one to save me. So I just call on you, my Lord. I know that you can be the one to help me through. Lord, all my life I've been